This is the WFG National Title Insider Report, featuring industry experts, thought leadership, and what's trending to keep you informed and ahead of the market. In this episode, we welcome back Ryan Mari, president of Ohio Real Title, who worked closely with WFG to implement cost-effective health insurance plans exclusively through the WFG Blocks program. Hey, Ryan, thanks for joining us. Ohio Real Title was the first title agent to join the WFG Blocks health insurance program, and you were a big part of this. You played a role in helping us work through all the details. What was the selling point for your group?
Well, thanks for having me on again, Brian. We're always looking to just bring added value to our joint venture members. And when Matt Hood with WFG, shared that there was this new pilot program, I was super interested. I love pilot programs and being beta testing different things. So much so I probably drive my staff nuts at times, but generally it works out really well. And being the first to offer something of value is always a great thing. And, I don't think I really understood how much value there could be for our real estate partners. But I'm glad we, started the process and dug into it and got it going. And it's been a terrific value add. So we've been super pleased and appreciative to have been asked and, allowed to be the first one. It's really great.
One of the roadblocks to success in our industry, let's face it, is the admin piece. And, you look at administering a health insurance plan, anything like that, it can be kind of a challenge. So we set up as a group, obviously, but we bill individually. So you don't have to worry about that piece. And I know that was key, right? I mean, if you had to bill this as a group, that's an accounting nightmare for you. That was a pretty big deal getting this in place, right?
It was. I mean, having 900 plus partners in our joint venture and we account monthly, it's already an accounting nightmare. And trying to be efficient and run lean to keep distributions up, the idea of administering and managing 900 partners potentially, as far as the health insurance, that was something we were never going to do. and you guys solved it and took care of it. And it's, it's very limited work on our side, which has been great.
Yeah. Health insurance is such a huge issue in our industry, I guess, or lack thereof. Maybe talk about the plans. And I know these aren't major medical plans by any stretch. It's a limited benefit plan. But for so many people in our industry, that's really all they need is to get some coverage in place for the basic stuff. And maybe talk about that, because I know you've studied these plans. And how do you feel they address that for your investors and their teams?
I think the plans have been terrific. I mean, for many, many years, I was pretty ignorant towards health insurance. My wife was a teacher and had unbelievable benefits, and we never had to worry about that, right? And my operations manager and that would manage our health insurance, but I didn't really much deal with it. Then when my wife left and, we're on our company plan, and we have a good, strong plan with our company, but we have 100 employees, and, when 70% of our costs are employee costs, it's we want to treat people well and give them good benefits. And I think we've done a good job with that. And I just presumed that real estate professionals, I knew it was a struggle with insurance, but I was under the assumption that the state associations, national associations, the various brands and franchises all had offerings. And I just didn't really understand. Now, every state is so dramatically different as far as insurance laws and offerings. When we started talking to the brokers, a number of them, and we started beginning of the year, and so a lot had already enrolled in whatever they had for the year. But they were really thrilled and interested, because I don't know what the percentages that were coming in lower, probably 20-30% less and better coverages. So it's gone well. You've been the one talking to a lot of them, Brian. What have they said, and what kind of feedback have you heard?
To be honest,
we've had a lot of distractions, and that's the next thing I was going to say. Sure. Was, you know, sure. We're rolling this out in, what was it, February, and then COVID-19 hits, of course, in March, and a huge disruption in our business, and the busiest month I think any of us can remember, right, in March, and then that carried over into April. So there was that distraction. I think now people getting back to business, too, whatever that new normal is, there's, you know, that second wave now of adjustment, and I kind of feel like, and I'd love to get your input. We've got kind of this window here throughout the summer where it's normalized a bit, but hey, we don't know what is around the corner in the fall. So it's been well received, but I feel like people are a little distracted right now with their business.
Sure. And that's what we always see at this time of year. You know, my sales team struggles in May and June, and that it's just hard to get real estate professionals to pay attention to title and looking at new opportunities, right? It's the heart of the busy season and stuff coming on, and right, then you add in all the other distractions this year. So, you know, we typically find that, but that's where we just continue to, you know, reach out and stay in front of them, because eventually, you know, August and September comes and things start to slow down. And when we've been the one in touch and in front of them, you know, then they can start to make decisions. And I do think, you know, the point of that, yeah, we don't know what's around the corner. Right now, I do feel like we're in a bit of a, I don't know, kind of like a honeymoon period. Not, you know, not quite sure if that really fits, but you know what I mean. Where it was so dire and uncertain, but now a lot of people are just operating like everything's normal. And you know, I don't think that's really the case. And it's going to be interesting come fall and winter. So, yeah, I think there'll be a lot of renewed interest come fall and winter as people can, yeah, really think, all right, what are we looking at for next year, and what do we need for, you know, what could be a rough fall winter season?
Yeah, no question. I think that's what our message is to reps all around the country, is that, you know, people are busy. That's going to be the case in our business. And then you've got some summer distraction, maybe some people trying to get some vacation in or some form of normalcy here while we can actually potentially accomplish that. So it's a great time to be planting seeds. And I think that's what we're doing with the program here. And I know you'd agree, is, as you said, staying in front of people, planting those seeds, giving them some water, letting them grow, because, you know, the benefit space due to Obamacare and the ACA over the past really 7-8 years, now open enrollment at the end of the year is when these programs are really top of mind for everybody. So I think we just want to be positioned with it, you know, leading into really September, October, to have that, you know, that pipeline full, right? And then that's when people are going to make a lot of decisions.
Yep. No, I agree. Yeah. So it's nice for us. It's additional, you know, reasons to reach out and talk with our partners and, you know, remind them of this, you know, nice additional benefit we offer. And yeah, so I mean, everything takes time. Generally, everything takes longer than I'd prefer it to be. We move pretty quick. Like I said, I love being the first one in the country with WFG on this. But I know most don't operate that fast, and then you got to have some patience, you know, which has been difficult the past 90 days, because a lot of patience, because it's really difficult to, really focus on anything than just day to day. So,
yeah, I couldn't agree more. Give us an update while I've got you here. Let's talk about, you know, your main market, Greater Cleveland metro area. You've got operations in Columbus as well. You're a native. Give us the pulse of what's going on there. I know Ohio, like Washington and California, some other states, was very strict in the stay-at-home order. Things have opened back up now. Maybe give us a download on what's happening in your markets.
Sure. I mean, we talked, you know, probably just under 90 days ago, and it's a totally other world from 90 days ago. You know, the stay-at-home order had just come out. We were excited to be an essential business and be able to continue to operate, but we really weren't sure what that was going to look like. But it's amazing how fast, you know, we adapted, our clients adapted, buyers and sellers, their expectations. And, you know, we still have a number of people working remotely. You know, just this week, we really encouraged, you know, people to be in the office as appropriate and as they can, because working remote's fine, but it's not the same as being in the office with the team, especially in the summer. you know, and we've made a lot of accommodations and changes within the offices and spread people out and, you know, knock on wood, nobody's gotten sick with us through all of this. So I think we've done a good job balancing, you know, internal staff and how to keep them safe and keep customers safe. And, you know, I think the realtors, buyers, sellers, you know, they've adapted, and there is a total lack of listings and inventory. And I'm sure that's not just the case in Northeast Ohio and Central Ohio, but I'm sure you're hearing that all across the country. So, you know, as deals and properties are listed, it's multiple offer situations constantly. It's a great seller's market. It's great for home values. And while we dipped to 50% year over year at the end of March and first week of April, you know, I just looked today and through the first 12 days of June, we're about 92% of what we were last year, which is great because last March, April, May, June were unbelievably good. So if we're just a little bit off from that with higher prices and huge demand and, you know, affordability is the same or even a touch lower as far as with the interest rates and the rest. So I've actually been really, really surprised about how strong it is. It's not the case for everybody. A lot of the big, strong powerhouse real estate teams are down a little, but, you know, they still have a lot of volume. But I'll talk to some that, you know, they just don't have anything going on. So it's still up and down, you know, depending on the individual. But overall, I think it's a lot stronger than what I expected. So, you know, we had planned for if it wasn't anywhere close to what it is now. Fortunately, we've been able to bring back a good amount of the people, you know, we had cut in March during that bottom time. And, you know, there's growth and there's a lot of opportunities we see on the horizon. So, you know, right now we just feel very fortunate and we'll just continue to watch new orders and, you know, realtor volume as far as listings and things coming on the market and manage accordingly. But I would not have expected it to be as strong. So, yeah, we as a company, we feel really good about where we're at.
Yeah, I know when we talked a couple months back, it was we are planning for the worst and hoping for the best. Unfortunately, the hoping for the best part worked out. It's impossible. I can't even ask you a question like, what do you think the rest of the year looks like? I mean, I think we maybe just look through, you know, maybe August or September, and that's about as long as that window is. So sounds like things are pretty positive, though, through the summer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic. And I think, I mean, obviously, there are tons of businesses that have been decimated through this and industries and, you know, the restaurant industry. And I mean, there's so many. And we're fortunate that, you know, our industry is going to be a leader coming out of this and leading us through this and all the different, you know, the PPP loans and different things and things that the government did, I do think really helped a lot of small businesses. So that's been really great. And, you know, so we're in a great spot now. I agree that I think we're in a great spot through September or October. And, you know, even if it dips in fall and winter, hopefully, because it's been so strong that, you know, we'll be able to ride that out fine too. But yeah, all we can really look at next 90 days. And I think we're in a really good spot and, you know, hopefully it's not as dire come fall and winter as what it looked like, you know, a number of months ago.
Yeah. And I think at least this time too, and I know most of our audience would agree, is that what we just went through in March, April, and into early May was, for lack of a better word, epic, right? I mean, in this industry, right. I mean, once you thought you'd seen it all, well, guess what? Then along comes COVID-19. So if or when we do go back into stay-at-home order, I know so many of us are managing our business for that come fall and certainly winter, no vaccine, no cure per se, but having to go back into that, certainly much more prepared for it next time around to be able to survive that through the winter, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, I had mentioned when we talked last, you know, we're taking it seriously. I have a lot of medical professional, you know, friends, and, you know, they keep saying this is not a joke. This is real. Don't, you know, underestimate it. But, you know, they have plenty of beds. They have plenty of ventilators. They have plenty of the PPE, so we're much better prepared to handle and treat what's needed. And I think, yeah, businesses have shown that they can operate, you know, in a professional and safe manner, which, you know, so you don't have all that crazy uncertainty. So, you know, if there is second wave, third wave, whatever, yeah, I think we'll be able to handle it. I wouldn't say we didn't handle it well before. I think everybody did, but I think we'll be in an even better spot. So, and real estate, you know, I just view the difference with this compared to 08, our industry caused 08. In this case, you know, I think our industry is going to be a leader throughout and on the other side of this. So, you know, rates continue to be at historic lows.
Yeah.
And I just feel it's probably even going to be lower, which you can't imagine how it could go lower, but I feel like, yeah, that's going to be there. So, yeah, I feel good about where we're at.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, just hearing you say that is, honestly, is remarkable considering where we were not long ago. And you look forward, especially looking back to what happened, you know, 08, 09, 10 through there and that recovery. I mean, so many people in the industry were like, okay, here we go again, right? You know, like this is going to be, and to have something of the magnitude that happened not only across the country, but around the world, and to come through it as well as we have. I mean, I think I've been impressed just with the industry as a whole, not only the title side, the real estate professionals out there,
sure,
the lenders, everybody rallied together. And I was really impressed with how the industry as a whole came together through this.
No, I agree. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy with any of it for lenders and trying to process this crazy amount of volume with purchases and refis and people working from home and realtors having to show houses and do open houses and the rest with all the precautions you have to do. And, you know, we close 1,000 deals a month. That's 2,000 buyers and sellers over 20 days. We're trying to get signed up safely. And, you know, I think it's everybody has come together really well. You know, there's still challenges and people get upset at times, but for the most part, you know, the little petty things that used to irritate any party in the transaction, those just aren't a big deal anymore. And, you know, people are flexible and know that there could be things that come up and you're just going to have to work through it. And I think everybody's done a really good job doing that.
Thanks to Ryan Mari at Ohio Real Title for joining us on the Insider Report. And thank you for partnering with WFG. To learn more about our unique process, systems, and technology, visit WFGagent.com. And to access savings for your agency, including cost-effective health insurance plans, visit WFGBlocks.com.